Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Turn me to 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul used that same thought. But I keep my body and bring it in unto subjection, lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. The word castaway means, as the word is dokimos, it means of no use. A cracked pot. A pot that used to hold water, now it's cracked, and it can't hold water anymore. It's not for their intended purpose. They're not useful anymore. And that back here in 1 Corinthians chapter, remember, it's what he's talking about. Shall the knowledge of thy weak brother perish? It becomes cracked. They become useless now because, well, I might as well. And then he says this, for whom Christ died. And I wrote this down. I want to read this, okay? Paul explained the importance of the life of this weaker brother. Now get that. This is the importance of the life of the weaker brother. Christ died for the salvation of all men, and that would include the weaker brother. If Christ paid such a high price for his salvation, then the more mature believer should have a greater love and concern for the life of the weaker believer. You getting the picture? Christ died for that guy. You ought to love him enough to respect, not just respect him, but honor that. And then he goes a little farther. Paul encouraged the believers to have a selfless, not selfish, but a selfless spirit, realizing that their lives did not belong to them, but for Christ who died for them. We read back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 already, verses 19 and 20. Just previously, Paul had said this. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We belong to God. The weaker brother belongs to God. And that's what we have to think about, okay? We don't want to destroy him, his testimony that he perishes, he becomes useless because of what we're doing, even though it may not be wrong to us. It's wrong to him. Are you following? Okay. And then verse number 12. But when ye sin so against... All right. But when ye sin so against the brethren. Notice, this is an interesting contrast. He was talking in previous verses about the brother. All of a sudden, he makes it plural. It goes from brother, that brother. Now, you sin against the brethren. Do you know what you do affects everybody? It affects his church. And that's what he's saying. Not only you affect that weaker brother, it affects that whole church at Corinth, that the brethren. Hope you see that picture. We're not an island to ourselves. Everything that you do in the world somehow is a reflection, not just of Christ, but also of this church. Amen, preacher. Okay. And so I just want you to note, and I got to move on, I got to finish this thing. But I want you to know how it's neat to me, how it went from a brother to brethren. Man, you got to be careful about this thing, about your knowledge, how you can affect everybody in this love, because it's not just you and just me, not just me and Danny. Now it's me and the whole church. That's what he's saying here, that when you sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. But when you sin against the brethren, not the eating of the meat, only does it affect the weaker brother. It affects everybody because since it affects that weaker brother, it's going to affect everybody else involved. The wound means to strike or beat. It disquiets one's conscience. In other words, the word wound, it wounds their weak conscience. It hurts them. It wounds them, their weak conscience. And notice this. Ye sin against Christ, the mature believer. You sinned against Christ. I'm just eating meat. No, you affected that weaker brother. And because of that, you sinned against Christ. You have directly disobeyed the teachings of Christ. That's what he's telling them. And New Testament principles, as scriptures teach, to love one another and to care for the brethren. Let me give you the examples real quick. How am I sinning against Christ by eating this meat? If it affects the brothers, it does. Because here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22. Beginning in verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what Jesus is saying about love. It conquers all. All right. I don't care what other people think. I know it's right. And I don't care what they think. You know you're sinning against Christ. Because you've pushed aside this love factor. If it affects somebody else, you better. Let me give you one more. 1 Peter 1:22. Greg, put that one up there. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Unfeigned. There's nothing to prevent. I got to move on. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So how do you sin against Christ? By not loving the brethren. I don't care what he or she thinks. I'm going to do it anyway. You're sinning. You get the principle? Verse number 13, we'll close with this. Wherefore? I love that word, wherefore. You now have to come to a conclusion. He's gave you all these facts. Wherefore? Or therefore? If meat make my brother to offend, if my eating the meat or anything of that nature, and he's giving an illustration, if it's going to make my brother to offend, cause him to stumble, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. I'm going to stay away from it. If nothing else, so it don't affect my brother and his relationship with the Lord. The believer should be willing and anxious to practice self-denial when it brings glory to God and to strengthen a weaker brother. We need to consider what is right toward our brothers and sisters in Christ and do not cause them to stumble. By the way, I have a footnote in here. It would be utterly impossible for us to please all people. You can take this so far, well, I can't do nothing. Paul is not, because we can't please everybody. Paul is not setting forth such an idea. If we are led by the Spirit, we can and will know what we're doing is the right thing concerning habits of life and these things which might cause a weaker brother to stumble. Are you following? One quick example, and I got to close real quick. Had a dear preacher friend. If I named him, you would know him. He's dead in heaven now. He refused to eat at Olive Garden, at Longhorn, any restaurant that served alcohol. He refused to eat there because they served alcohol. Do you know, I respected that. And when we go out to eat, we would go eat at Dino's or somewhere. Because to him, and I understand all that, because they had a little bar area that, you know what I'm talking about, at Longhorns and I love eating Olive Garden. I got gift cards. Thank you for the gift cards over Christmas at Olive Garden, Longhorn. I'm going, okay? I respect that. So as far as when we were out, we did not go to any place that, of course, he's dead in heaven now. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about. You can't please everybody, but he's not here now, so I'm going Longhorn. Are you following? So that's the principle. Don't get caught up in that and become a legalist. You have liberty. But yet, is it affecting my brother? If it is, our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it's hard to make decisions and what's right and what's wrong. And that's why we need to be led by your Spirit. Lord, and literally what may be right for me may be wrong for others, and what's right for others may be wrong for me. Lord, so just give us that wisdom. Give us not just that knowledge, but even more than that, that love for one another. Bless the morning worship hour. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday night to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations, along with the Rogers family, at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's February 9th at 6 p.m. to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations and the Rogers family at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.